Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, oh, so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Wednesday. It is the 28th day of August, 8/28/24. Good morning, fellas.
Hump day.
Hump day. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, well, it's a Friday for you, Jay.
Nope, it's still a Wednesday.
Oh, still a Wednesday.
Yeah, still a Wednesday.
Okay.
Just the last day of work for the week.
There you go.
Yeah. I just wanted to clarify right off the bat.
Okay.
Well, let's see. What do we have today? Smoke alarm started going off at like 2:45. That was fun.
Why?
Battery.
Oh.
I'm assuming it was the battery.
Is
beeped.
That that thing where you hear it beep and then you just go, hopefully that'll go away.
Well, I was groggy. I was like, what is that? You know, and then you beep, and you know, a minute later, beep, whatever it is, 90 seconds, beep. And then I'm like, oh, okay. So it feels like it's the one right there in the bedroom. Beep, yeah, I think it is the one in the bedroom. Close the door so I can beep here if it is the actual one in the beep bedroom. And it turns out, beep, yeah, it's that one.
Wait, is it 90 seconds it does it?
I don't know, maybe 60.
Wow.
Jeez, I don't know, maybe 2 minutes. One, I don't know.
I had this happen at my old house before. And I felt like it was more like 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh, God, I wish.
Which is way more annoying because you then just put it, well, seems like it went away.
Right, yeah, that's true. It's harder to find it.
Beep.
Yeah.
And then you're like, ugh. At least if it's going off every minute, you kind of feel like you have no choice.
Yeah,
right?
Oh,
like,
yeah, I had no choice. This. Yeah. I had no choice, man.
Naked on a ladder?
Yeah. Yeah, I got the steps too loud. It's dark. And then it's, you know, and oh, hey, look, I have a 9-volt battery. Well, that's a miracle. So I go get
were
one.
Were the dogs excited?
They didn't care yet. They were still like, bro, go to bed.
Yeah. I thought maybe they were like, oh, is it time to get up?
Huh? Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Well, the one's always like that. The other one just looks at you like, hey, that's not what time it's supposed to be. Yeah, you know, you climb up there on the little footstool thing, still barely reach it, you know, and then the drawer falls off, that little plastic door thing on the back.
Of
that fell off.
I'm
like, whoa, that fell off? That comes off? I didn't know that came off. Of course it comes off. And get down on the floor. Now I'm making noise. Now my wife's awake, and now she's like, you need the light on? No, I don't need the light on. Whack, I hit the light on. I'm like, I need the light on. Trying to get the door pack on it. Beep. She's still going. I can't get the door on. Now my wife's up. She's like, I'll try it. She gets up there. She's trying it. She's too short. She goes downstairs. I'll get a ladder. No, I'll get it. She comes upstairs. Ladder's too big. 10-foot ladder, 9-foot ceiling. Won't stand up.
Oh,
I'll get
no.
the 6-foot ladder. 6-foot ladder. Get the ladder. My wife goes up, tries to fix it, does a good job, fixes it, gets it in there, gets the battery back in there. You know, I don't know why she woke up, whether it was the beeping, the noise, the cussing. I'm not quite sure what it was, but
yeah, one of those things could have got her.
Not sure why she was not awake or sleep, don't know. Then she accidentally pressed the test button. Son runs out of the bedroom. What in the blank is happening? And he doesn't do that, but he woke up. He's like, he got to the door, opened the door. I go, sorry, you're fine. And to his credit, he's a good waker upper. You know, he's even in a good mood in the morning. He goes, no problem. Goes right back to bed. Get it all put in, battery in, door closed, back up on the ceiling. Whew.
And then you went back to bed for a whole
beep. Oh, wait, it's still beeping? Beep.
No, it kept going.
It kept going. Now I'll take it back down off the ceiling. I'm telling my wife, just pull the cord. Pull it out of there. Just pull it out of the power supply. And then I'm thinking to myself, I hope it's not one of the clips that has the releases on it. Might be just a pull. Don't know. I don't know how my smoke detector disconnects from the electrical. I have no idea. Pull. I don't know. These tabs? No, just pull. Pull. Poof. Comes out. Oh, it stopped beeping. Okay. Well, we'll put that in the trash.
Huh. You know, sometimes, Jay, you just have to blow on them. They get dust in them.
I know. I heard that before, too. I literally looked it up, and some guy goes, there's a, couldn't be a dust issue. I'm like,
yeah.
Hey, man.
Dust, I learned the hard way.
The dust makes me sleepy. So I'm going to, you know, get some compressed air or just take it outside, and maybe that'll work.
Yeah, it might be what the issue is, but
if I plug it in annoying. Again and it beeps, there's going to be clipped wires, I think, at that point. I don't know.
More importantly, what did you do with the 9-volt that wasn't dead that you thought was dead?
Had you tossed it? I did, yeah. Because, I, you know, it's funny because I usually change all the batteries when we do the time change.
Right. You are by the book.
And
I think that's what they call that.
Thank you, Kevin. And it's not time change yet, so I don't know. We'll see. Anybody's got any brilliant ideas, you know? Man, that was early, buddy. That's not what I was hoping
for. Yeah, that's
for.
No good.
No. But good morning, everybody. Beep.
Of course, you can never get to it.
Oh.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know what they say about Steve? Picky palate, picky heart.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
He doesn't like to...
Put that on a shirt, Steve.
I mean, he likes his food bland, but his women perfect.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
How about that wind, huh? How about that wind? I don't know, I feel like we're supposed to say that today. How about that wind yesterday?
It was windy. I did notice that.
Boy, how about that wind, huh, Steve?
How about it?
All right,
my
enough.
Granddaughter convinced me to go outside at like 7:30 last night. And I was like, okay, we can walk out here. But we're not staying outside long because it's going to be dark.
Because Papa's cold.
Jay, that's exactly what happened. I got outside and I was like, oh my God, I am freezing.
No, it was cold.
And I don't get cold.
Right.
Now she's in a dress running around, just literally doing sprints on the lawn, cartwheels, all the stuff.
All the stuff.
Oh, the grass is lava. See, because the cushions on the furniture had blown all over.
Oh,
and so she was picking them all up. And then she was putting them out like stones and jumping from one to the other. And I'm like, just get it out of your system. Go as hard as you can for 10 minutes. And I'm like, I am free. So she goes inside and gets me a blanket, but it's like a crocheted.
Oh, a shawl.
A shawl, Jay. And I am just sitting here going,
wow,
wrapped around my shoulders. And I'm thinking, please, dear God, nobody walked
by. Oh, I wish
right
somebody would have got a picture
just
of that.
Just the world's oldest man sitting here with his shawl on watching the granddaughter play. And then finally she was like, it's cold, Papa. I'm like, yeah.
Yes, let's go in. Thanks,
stop
goodness.
Stop moving for a second.
Yeah.
You know, that shawl goes perfectly with your new bifocals.
Oh, wow, Steve.
They are progressive
lenses, Steve.
Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
Yes, Steve.
Yeah, bifocals are right.
Yes, Steve. Well, Jay,
has anybody seen my bifocals and my shawl or my slippers?
Man.
You know.
Sure could use some cocoa and go to bed. It's about 8:15.
Mm-hmm. Early bird special. Got to get that.
Yeah, man.
I did not have to climb on a ladder last night.
Oh, that's good.
But I kind of wish maybe I had one so I could have just climbed to the top of it and jumped off and knocked myself unconscious.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Man, I have this gout flare up in my right wrist. And first of all, I'm right-handed.
Yeah.
And you do not realize how many things you do with that hand. And then it's just like,
I mean,
everything. Everything.
Yeah.
And just the number of times that I have to stop myself. And I don't know. I've been very fortunate with the gout for a long time where if I've had a flare-up, it's been fairly mild, and it goes away. My problem is I get it in huge joints. I get it in my ankle and my knee, elbow, and apparently wrist now.
Yeah.
It's the first time in a wrist that I remember.
Even Kevin's wrist is a huge joint.
It is a huge joint.
Ooh, that'd be a good name for a... Never mind.
Oh, man. And it went from hurting pretty bad yesterday to... complete death overnight, it
complete.
Felt like.
Complete?
I don't know how to... Anybody who's had gout knows when it gets to that point where you just can't do anything. It just hurts, and it's all so miserable. I could not sleep last night. Just struggling the whole night. I took 3 showers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Why? Wow. I don't, just because it felt like it took my mind off the pain, right? Even though it hurt in the shower. You're just like, well, yeah, but at least there's water on my body.
For people who don't know, we have different ways of communicating for, you know, everybody has, most people have a group chat with somebody, whether it's yes. family or friends or whatever, you know, or could be coworkers. We have a lot of different ones, including we have a Friday crew text thread. We have a morning show text thread. And then obviously just your regular ones. But we also do some videos back and forth to each other just for fun. And Kevin sent a video this morning. I have the audio of it about his gout.
Oh, stop.
I was weird.
Just reliving it.
Now who has the higher voice?
I did find a wrist wrap. What do you call these things? Brace.
A brace.
Yeah. There it is.
I think it was from when my son broke his wrist or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it and I put it on and it is at least making it so that the hand can't bend and just constantly
there you go.
Hurt is bad, but the problem is now my fingers are like so swollen up from the pain. Like, I can't even use a mouse today.
So where are you hurting?
Just there.
In Kevin Show, is that a normal sneeze?
Kevin James.
No, not normal.
No, I'm not sure what it was.
Sounds like a cat with a hairball.
Yeah, no.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, cat with a hairball, Steve. Didn't even get Steve's intro yet.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve brought to you in part by Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Market.
Ooh, wow. That sounds delicious.
Sponsor.
Yeah, you know.
Who knew?
Yeah. They didn't even know.
Wow. That's really
what
something.
Am I getting? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, congrats.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, works out for me. Hey, Jay, you want to know what Kevin did to me yesterday?
I do, actually. Yeah.
This is really something.
What did I do?
Oh, you know what you did.
You
Dude.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you think your life is boring?
Kevin James.
Oh, I thought that was rhetorical. No. Uh-uh. No, not
you
at all.
You don't, Jay. Nor should you. You got a good life, man.
Thanks, buddy.
You got a real good life.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Sounded even weirder when it was said
that's
a second time.
That's the truth.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, bud. I appreciate you.
Smoke detectors and all, Jay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, small things, Steve. Can't let them affect you. Kevin, you know the song from Tears for Fears called Shout?
Shout, shout, let it all out.
Right, exactly.
These are the things I can do without. About.
No, yeah.
Maybe he come doesn't on. Know it.
Yeah, you know the song.
I'm talking to you.
Right.
So come on.
You know what the word shout rhymes with?
Pout.
Correct.
Doubt.
And?
Spout.
About.
What do you have?
Gout.
Gout. Gout. Let it out. This is the food I can't go without. Chicharro.
Huh?
I like barbecue. Spam.
I like barbecue. This guy's from Hawaii, so he loves spam.
So
he loves spam. So he's like, I love barbecue. Spam on is what he says in the incredibly produced parody of Shout.
It is beautiful. Gout. Jay, that's the most frustrating part.
Let it air out.
I don't know the only thing I can think of,
mm-hmm.
and I believe it may have been the culprit one of the last times I got gout. It's twice now that I've gone, could that possibly be it?
Right.
Because I can eat red meat once in a while. I don't eat it that often anyway. So It's like if I have, you know, we make hamburgers here or something. I can eat one. Usually does not affect me whatsoever. But over the weekend, we did have tacos. Ground beef in the tacos.
Bring the tacos into the courtroom. Find them guilty for causing
and
you to
I
have
remember
gout.
First degree gout.
Yeah, first
last time, whenever it was, a month and a half ago, whenever it was, when I got a little flare up, and it was a littler one.
Yeah.
In my ankle, I was like, oh, yeah. I was trying to think, what the world did I eat? Did I do something wrong? Is it just bad luck?
Yeah.
I mean, I was off my gout medication for a long time. And then when they put you back on it, they say, well, there's a chance you'll have more flare-ups at first.
That's what you're hoping for.
Huh? Well, then why don't I just stay off it?
Gout.
Let it air out. These are the food I can live without.
I don't know. Anyway, so
tacos.
It was weird that, tacos.
Talking to you.
I love
you
barbecue. Tacos. Spam on. So it was weird because it was like, wow, it's almost like it was designed this way. You had gout. There's an incredible parody about gout where the guy says spam on the day that we get our spam around the world pictures.
Everywhere in the world is
spam around the world.
Botswana to Thailand, Milan via Amsterdam, Mali to Bali, Ohio.
Oh, let's go. Chrissy sent us some pictures. Yeah. Anyway.
Where is Chrissy?
Chrissy's in Iceland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. First stop for Chrissy and, I don't know, family maybe? I don't know.
I think Chrissy and her husband, I believe.
Okay, there you go. So she sent us a picture of a book, I believe, of Iceland. And it was so they're in some sort of, I don't know, it could be the airport or a bookstore where, you know, how they're selling, like, tourists just a whole, probably the whole, you know, here's the story of Iceland.
Yeah. That's what it looks like, at least.
It looks like that.
Or maybe an album cover of some kind.
Possibly. And then some giant man, not a real man, just a, you know, I'm assuming that's some sort of Icelandic known creature, Steve, you think?
Yeah, I mean, it
like
looks
a Paul Bunyan here?
That's what it kind of looks like, Kevin. Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe something like that, I guess.
Something along those lines. Anyway, so that creature is holding the can of Spam, and then there's another one where her just standing next to it. So, yeah, the Spam around the world is showing up nicely. Iceland is the current location of, which can is that, Steve? Can one or can two?
That is can number two.
Okay.
I do have an update, I guess, on can number one as well, if you
want that. I'd love to hear it.
So I messaged Holly, who was the one who made a trip to Alaska.
Right.
And she sent in some great photos.
She did.
We also have posted as well. Everything is posted on the Jay and Kevin Show Facebook page.
Nice. Very nice.
And it's on our Instagram, too. And I'll get some of them up on our website as well. So lots of places to view photos.
Feels like you're kind of spamming our accounts.
I'm doing it. Doing it big.
Oh, yeah.
And Holly messaged me that, you know, I guess they had a great time, all that good stuff, which is awesome. And they passed it along to James and Jessica of Chicago.
Okay.
What?
And
this is awesome so far. I like it. This is the way it's supposed to work.
And James apparently had a T-shirt on it, with a can of Spam on it.
Oh, wow.
So it was like meant to be, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
They agreed to, you know,
that's hilarious.
Take photos and blah, blah, blah. However,
haven't heard yet.
We have not heard from them. So I'm a little nervous.
The guy probably just ate it.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
That it's possible.
He's like, I love Spam. Oh yeah. Sure. I'll take it everywhere. Right to the kitchen.
Well, my fear is that we ran into some sort of like travel restriction or something, or they
couldn't I know Chicago's super restrictive with their travel of Spam.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, or you know, well couldn't fit in the suitcase or something like that, and if you know,
gelatinous is that the word I'm looking
gelatinous,
for? Gelatinous meat.
There it is. Yeah,
is it gelatinous?
I think that's correct. Okay. Sure.
That's how I'm gonna say.
Also, if you're packed so tight you can't fit a can of Spam in your suitcase, too tight.
That's
Got a little leave a little room for Spam, as they say.
I mean, it is the important thing.
Yeah. So thanks to Chrissy anyway for taking it to Iceland, and yes. then
and to Holly for taking it to Alaska.
Correct. Yeah.
Some great photos still, and hopefully we will hear from them.
What are you doing with that other can in your studio?
Okay, Jay. So I feel like this is.
You're not going to eat it. You want to pass it out to someone else, or what?
Yeah. And I feel like we could just give it to someone, not necessarily who's traveling anywhere far.
You don't have to be a world traveler.
Yeah, it could just start off here, and they could pass it along, and it could be sort of more local to start
so
off.
Yeah, yeah. You know, here I am on the South Hill.
Yeah.
Here I am in the valley.
I mean, to start off with.
I don't care. And then, you know, it's best if it can touch many hands. I love that part.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. And then, I mean, obviously.
And if someone takes it, they take it. Wherever it ends up, it ends up. That's the beauty of it. We're not in control of it after it leaves our little nest here.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, what if we just do like a, hey, caller 7 or whatever.
Who wants the spam?
If you want the spam.
Yeah. And again, not to eat, to travel with.
Yeah. Right. And to play our little game.
It's a conspamian.
You're a spam ambassador.
Well, you're a
Of course you are.
Yeah. And I like how our spam ambassadors have been naming it. I believe Spammy was the name that both of them gave it to me, actually, which I really like. So, well done.
That's great. All right. Well, yeah, if you want our third can of spam and you want to kick off the travel of spam number 3 as we go spam around the world, make sure you call us right now, 509-441-0999, and you can check out the pictures of Chrissy with spam number 2 in Iceland on our Facebook page.